KJAN News is brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.
8:06, we have a mostly sunny sky at 63 degrees. We look forward to be continued sunny today. Warm, a high around 87, and windy with the winds out of the south at around 20 to 35 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 62. A chance of showers late on Sunday and a high of 80. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN Area and State News. The Cass County Board of Supervisors held their regular weekly meeting Friday morning, during which the board awarded a bid for a bridge replacement project.
It's a box culvert on Indian Creek Road, about a half mile north of Highway 6. It's a twin 12x12 box culvert that we're replacing a bridge with. The bridge had a 3-ton rating on, so it's one that definitely needs replaced.
That's Cass County Engineer Trent Wolken, who said the project was let through the DOT on April 20th. There were three bids, the lowest of which was $621,942 from AM Coron. That was within 3% of the engineer's estimate of the bid, or the project cost, that is. In his report to the board, Wolken said the Secondary Roads Department is still hauling contract rock in the county. There are about 140 miles worth of road to be covered this spring. About 90 miles of Shieldburg rock is hauled down, and they're almost done applying that and some other sources of road rock.
Construction projects, we did close Austin Road earlier this week, east of 71. So for bridge replacement, and that's progressing well. The bridge is out. We're getting ready to start the new one. Bridge 333, which is the Hunt Bridge southwest of town here, that's been closed for maintenance repair, and we're expecting to open it this afternoon.
And Wolken said the Hunt Bridge had wood pilings and abutments that had deteriorated and did not pass their rate capacity. AM Coron handled the repairs and the shoring up of the deck and pilings. The work done will enable the load rating to be increased past the previous limit, according to Wolken. The $60,000 cost of repairs, he said, was preferable to a new $1 million bridge, and the repairs should be good for at least 20 to 25 years. In other business, the Cass County supervisors approved the assignment of sales tax certificates in Section 7 of Grove Township, which is essentially an area adjacent to Frederickson Iron Recycling. Police in northwestern Iowa have identified a couple who were found dead inside their Sioux City home this week in what investigators now appear to believe to be a murder-suicide. Police say it appears that 60-year-old Nicholas Socknett fatally shot his wife, 52-year-old Kelly Socknett, before turning the gun on himself. Detectives are awaiting autopsy results from the Iowa State Medical Examiner's office. Police say officers were called to the Socknett's home Thursday morning to check on their welfare, and their bodies were found inside. A former teacher and coach of the North Mahaska Community School District has resigned. Mahaska County Sheriff's Office is reportedly conducting an investigation focused on Chris Sampson. He was an instructional coach and technology liaison in the district. The nature of the investigation has not been revealed. The district's superintendent said Sampson submitted his resignation last Monday, and the investigation is not linked to his employment with the school district. The Iowa Department of Corrections reports Brian Luther Clark, who was convicted of burglary in the first degree in Clinton County, failed to report back to the Davenport Residential Correction Facility as required on Friday. Clark is a 38-year-old white male, 5 feet 8 inches tall. He weighs around 227 pounds and had been released to the work release facility on April 29th. Anyone with information on his whereabouts is asked to contact your local police department. The family of fallen Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Jim Smith has released a statement of gratitude for those who have offered their supports and prayers following his death. Dar Danielson reports.
Sergeant Smith was shot and killed on April 9th as he tried to help arrest a man in Grundy Center and was laid to rest at his hometown of Independence on April 16th. The statement from Smith's family thanks the Independence community, people from across America, the State Patrol, and other law officers for helping them through the difficult time. It says, "Your support was and still is incredible as we navigate through life without our superhero. Jim wanted people to seek opportunities to do God's work and make a lasting impact for God's glory. To honor his memory, we ask you continue supporting law enforcement in this way and to seek justice, love, mercy, and walk humbly with your God. From the bottom of our hearts, we thank you." I'm Dar Danielson.
And the Iowa Supreme Court has sided with the state auditor in a subpoena request from the University of Iowa. State Auditor Rob Sand sought information from the UNI, or rather U of I, on its plan to lease out its utility system for the next 50 years for lease payment of more than $1 billion. The university and Board of Regents had fought the subpoena request, saying the auditor was not engaged in a legally authorized audit. The Iowa Supreme Court ruled it does not need to decide the exact moment the request for information turned into an audit. It says the state auditor has wide latitude to audit state agencies and had the right in this case to subpoena that information. Finally in the news, the number two leader of the University of Illinois will cross the Mississippi River and take over the top spot at the University of Iowa. The Board of Regents Friday selected 63-year-old Barbara Wilson to become the 22nd president. Regents President Michael Richards called for a motion to approve Wilson following a closed session to review the four finalists.
For an initial term commencing July 15th, 2021, and extending through June 30th, 2026, at an annual salary of $600,000, and B, authorize a five-year deferred compensation plan with annual contributions of $400,000.
Barbara Wilson spoke after the board voted unanimously to approve her as the new president of the U of I.
First of all, thank you so much to the board. You've been tremendous already, and I can tell we're going to have a great working relationship as we go forward.
She wore a gold jacket as she talked to the board.
I am excited. I'm ready to roll up my sleeves. I'm wearing the right color, and I'm really delighted. This is such a great honor.
And Wilson said she is anxious to get to work.
We're going to make the University of Iowa as good as it can be and even better.
Wilson will replace Bruce Harreld, who is retiring. She served as Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs for the University of Illinois system since 2016. That is a check of our news on KJAN.
KJAN News has been brought to you this morning by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic.